Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised Second Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today, we're discussing page 322, a very spooky page of the spell list, in the Magic Explained section at the back of Heroes Unlimited. As you may know if you've been following the podcast from the beginning, Heroes Unlimited, second edition, really had like an infusion of darkness and horror compared to Heroes Unlimited Revised. This game was published in 1998. The 90s were full-blown at this point, and so you can see it all over the book. You know, illustrations of people with cybernetic limbs, dark forces, the undead, a much greater role for fear in the game as a mechanical element, more talk about anti-heroes. So it makes sense that the magic section, which has been completely revamped, as we've been discussing, would have a big infusion of horror effects. And this page has got a bunch of them. The first spell on this page with big horror potential is darkness. As we learned pages ago, the darkness is extremely scary, maybe as scary as a 30-foot guy trying to kill you. Super duper scary. But I don't really have anything else to say about that. The reason I bring it up is because this horror spell is also another entry in Blind Watch, our continuing coverage of the many spells in this section that conceal things from sight. This page has got two, actually, both Darkness and Chameleon, a spell that allows you to make people blend in with their background so they can hide. Different from Invisibility, although maybe not by enough to justify its presence in this book where space is very tight. Chameleon, in addition to not being a horror spell, is also not interesting to us too much for Blind Watch because it lists no stats for what being hidden entails. No strike penalty, no parry and dodge penalty, just you blend into your surroundings, and the GM can make the call. The GM can certainly not just make the call on darkness, which does list specific penalties for not being able to see your foe. It says here that if you've got night vision, its range is cut in half within the magical darkness, and, quote, all others fumble around in the darkness as if blind, -8 to strike, parry, and dodge. Please fill those values in your Blind Watch workbook at home. -8 to strike, parry, and dodge. The third contradictory rule for what penalties you take when you can't see something in two pages. Darkness also gives you a +10% to prowl, which is maybe like a common sense ruling we didn't necessarily need written in stone, but I guess it's nice to have here as a fallback. Just a gentle reminder to the GM that people can't see other people in the dark. And why not? It's not as though we're cramped for space in this bloated tick of a book. But anyway, enough about darkness. Scaring people by enfolding them in impenetrable shadow, that's for kids. That's for chumps. Kids and chumps, and chump kids. Because in role-playing, in this game of the imagination and atmosphere and immersion, why would you try to scare someone through the medium of an atmospheric, concrete horror phenomenon when you could do it by the simple expedient of casting a spell that simply induces fear? What could be more fun? What could be more gothic and spooky than having your dread necromancer point at his foe and say, there is now a horror factor 16 that applies to your next round, and if you don't succeed, then you will suffer a penalty to initiative. That's the sound of everyone at the table during this climax of horror. Now, you may think that I'm talking about the fear spell that appears on this page, and I might be, but I might also be talking about heavy breathing, another spell on this page that also directly induces fear. So let's compare them. Let's see which one is better. We're all role players here. Let's make them fight. Fear, horror factor 16, that's the name of the spell. It's a spell that hits a 20-foot area, you shoot it up to 100 feet away, lasts for a minute per level, costs 5 PPE, and it causes everyone that you target in the area to have to make a save against horror factor 16, and if they don't, then they're horrified. They lose an action, they lose initiative, and they can't defend themselves against the first strike against them. And then that lasts as long as they stay in the area. If you have any other outstanding questions about horror factor, the rules here helpfully guide you to, quote, see the horror factor explanation in the psionic section of the book. In point of fact, there are two psionic sections in this book, neither of which have the horror factor rules, but one of which does have separate fear rules under empathic transmission, which naturally contradict the horror factor rules. All the better to terrify you with uncertainty. So that's fear. Fear is a perfectly dull little spell where you point your finger at an area out there somewhere, 20-foot radius, and you say, within this 20-foot radius, people shall be scared. And then if they don't make their save, then they are. To minor mechanical effect. There is no concrete imagery. Concrete imagery is for assholes. As any creative writing teacher will tell you, the best way to convey emotion in a narrative is just to straight up fucking say it. The wizard casts a spell and you are scared. Just hearing it gives me chills. The next spell we have actually does a little better on this count. Heavy breathing. Now here we've got some horror we can sink our teeth into. The range of heavy breathing is 60 feet, not quite as far as the spell entitled Fear, Horror Factor 16. It lasts for 1 minute and 15 seconds per level of experience instead of 1 minute per level of experience, huh? That's an exciting twist. It gives a saving throw against magic instead of a save against horror factor. Costs the same amount of PPE, I grant you. 5 points, aka 2 small birds worth. And here's what happens when you cast heavy breathing. Quote, the mage is able to conjure a mysterious, frightful sound of a heavy, labored breathing, as if something invisible is lurking about. The mage can mentally manipulate the sound, increasing or decreasing the breathing rhythm, and move it around up to 60 feet away. The breathing can be heard in a 6-foot radius. Those hearing the breathing will become fearful and panicky. There is a 1 to 60% chance that the frightened character will flee in terror. Those who hear the breathing but do not run will be minus 2 to strike and minus 1 to parry and dodge as they shake in their boots. So here we've got separate fear rules from the ones under horror factor. And for those of you listening who might be wondering whether these fear rules are the same as the other fear rules in the psionic section, of course not. These are totally brand new fear rules. They do a totally different thing mechanically. They give you penalties to your combat scores instead of costing you an action and initiative. And they can make you run away, whereas fear can't make you run away in fear. It can only make you lose an action and not be able to defend yourself in fear. But you can defend yourself if you are affected by the fear involved with heavy breathing. In fact, there's almost no mechanical overlap between the nitty-gritty effects of these spells, despite the fact that they both thematically do the same thing. They both make you afraid. Their deployment in combat is also like a little bit different, but pretty similar. Fear affects a stationary 20-foot radius with a long range. Heavy breathing affects a moving, smaller radius with a 60-foot range. And clearly, heavy breathing is the cooler spell, right? Like, if you're an evil wizard who wants to scare people, would you rather do it by pointing at them and saying, "You now fear me?" Or would you rather make them hear a labored, heavy breathing that makes them irrationally panicked and follows them around? Of course it's heavy breathing. The dumbest thing on this page is not one of these spells. It's both of these spells. The dumbest thing about this page is that we've got both of these spells sucking up air in a crowded, crowded section. There are only 8 second level spells. They're all on this page. That two of them are essentially two different implementations of the same spell is unforgivable. But I don't want to just complain today, because it's a theme day, right? It's spooky day. We got lots of horror stuff going on this page. Turn Dead, too, by the way. This level also has Turn Dead, which is misleadingly named. Quote, this magic only affects skeletons, mummies, and corpses that are magically animated like marionettes. It will not affect vampires, zombies, ghouls, ghosts, or any corpse or skeleton possessed by a living entity. Well, fuck off with your Turn Dead, then. Like, if I can hold up a cross, and it'll turn away somebody puppeting a corpse with telekinesis, or a Sinbad-style scimitar-swinging skeleton, but not a vampire, not a zombie, not a ghost, the three top things I would want to repel with the power of Christ, then what the fuck? I mean, I know those things aren't in this game, but still. And in fact, let me branch off of that. I don't, as I said, just want to complain today, because it is a theme day. It's a spooky day. Let me give you a spooky-themed thing from Heroes Unlimited Revised that should have been in this book, instead of two different spells at second level that do functionally the same thing. If I'm the editor here, I say cut either heavy breathing or fear in parentheses, horror factor colon 16 in parentheses. One of those two spells has to go. They're two different versions of the same spell. Instead, how about this? Since we got a spell that specifically notes that it won't help you in a zombie attack, why don't we keep the fucking zombies that were in Heroes Unlimited Revised? Yes, you heard me right. This game used to have zombies in it. Heroes Unlimited Revised lists stats for zombies, and not just stats for zombies, okay? This is not just one of those annoying vanilla gonzo bullshit games from like 10 years ago where they're like, oh, we got stats for zombies and pirates and cowboys and dinosaurs. No, this shit was fucking horror flavored. It was before its time. Listen to this. Quoting from Heroes Unlimited Revised. Zombies are more than simple animated corpses. They are the damned, sentenced to unrest and slavery. To create a zombie, the spellcaster must find a recently deceased person, 6 hours maximum, lay it on a white or silver linen, draw a circle around it, and light 3 scented candles, placing one on the forehead, one on the mouth, and one on the chest above the heart. I love the fact that there's no requirement for where you get these candles or what they smell like. You can go get, like, an apple pie, a bubble gum, and a fucking escape to the seashore from the scented candle aisle at Target. That's fine. You can totally raise the dead with those. To continue, this must all be done in secret, in a graveyard, during a night of the full moon. Then, the symbol of directed power is drawn on the corpse's throat with the still warm blood of the spellcaster while the incantation is invoked. Soon after, the zombie will rise to serve its master. And then we get zombie stats. There's a whole push to do horror in Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition. They introduced the horror factor rules, they introduced undead mega heroes with all that superhero vampire bullshit where you suck laser beams out of other superheroes. None of it is half as good as this. None of it is half as good as going to your Saturday superhero campaign, you know, getting around that table, everybody's got their piece of pizza, very classic old school gaming, and we're doing our downtime, and somebody's like, oh, I'm going to get in the garage and work on the supercar. And somebody else is like, oh yeah, I'm going on a date with my girlfriend because I'm trying to balance my life with my superheroics. And you're like, I go to a graveyard in the dead of night. I do not tell my friends of this. With three ritual candles, I prepare the circle upon the throat of the corpse. Like, this is a horror comic, and it was fucking cut. Like, I understand the zombie trend has passed. I'm not one of those people trying to keep it alive. But they're a staple. They're the olive oil of your horror gaming. I'm not trying to chug extra virgin olive oil, but I like to have some in the pantry. Do you know what I mean? A suitably macabre image to close out this horror episode on. I'm not good at this theme thing. Anyway, I think it is an open and shut case that these two spells should not be together in this book. For a much harder calculation about whether or not something should be in Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition, join me next time as we discuss third level spells on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.